You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it's Saturday night, and we have the feeling and baby bleeling and all that other stuff. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 2 hours, kids, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And tonight, it's sort of a special theme show. We are going to be playing the best classic rock that I recently purchased from a very cool record store in Edinburgh, Scotland, and we will be saluting obscure Scottish classic rock and some not obscure classic rock. Nazareth. So anyway, let us get things rolling. This is a cut off of Alex Harvey's first recorded album. The man had been playing around since 1955. This was recorded in 64. So, and this is long before the sensational Alex Harvey band, obviously, but dig it and dig it deep.
Said dance ballerina girl, go, 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 reeling and rocking, reeling and rocking, roll till the break of dawn. Reeling and rocking, we were reeling.
created by Traffic, performed by Slade.
Yesterday I was a young boy, searching for my way, not knowing what I wanted, living life from day to day. Till you came along, there was nothing but an empty space standing there. Feels like colored rain, tastes like colored rain.
Fantastic heavy sounds from Slade. Title of that one, Colored Rain. We'll be right back.
That was Beggar's Opera with Sagittary, or Sagittary, or Sagittary. That's how it's spelled. And that's off of Sagittary, from 1974. Those guys were from Scotland. They started out as sort of a classical prog kind of thing, and then sort of transformed into more of a straight-ahead rock and roll band. But that was from 74, and that was sort of making the transition right there. Before that, Stone the Crows with Sad Mary. That is off of Ode to John Law from 1970, which is considered to be their best album. I like all their albums, but I guess that one's particularly good for Lee Harvey, the guitarist, younger brother of Alex Harvey, of course. So yeah, there's all kinds of great guitar on that album. Prior to the Stone the Crows, we heard Slade. Yeah, Slade. Covering Traffic, as the man said. Colored Rain. And that is off of a compilation, BBC Sessions, 1969 to 1971. And the side A is all, like, old stuff. Like, 69-70. And then side two has more of their hits as they're starting to write hits and stuff, but they cover the Beatles, they cover Fairport, they of course cover Traffic, and it's pretty awesome. It's a great album. And we started the set off way back when with Mr. Alex Harvey and his soul band. We heard Reelin' and Rockin' off of Alex Harvey and his soul band. That was released in 65, the system says. I believe it was released in 64. The deal was, Harvey had been playing in bands since 55. In 57, he won a contest to find the Scotland's answer to Tommy Steele. So Alex Harvey won as a vocalist, and then, nothing really happened. He kept playing, you know, the local circuit kind of thing, and he decided to form his own band, the Soul Band. Unfortunately, the Soul Band as such are not heard on that recording. This was Alex Harvey and some pickup guys in Hamburg, because like everyone else, he had gone to Hamburg. He was incredibly popular there, and the story goes that he and this band were playing, you know, in one of the clubs in Hamburg, and the owner's like, "Hey, you know, Bill, you gotta come down and hear these guys. They're amazing." And Bill was like a record guy, so Bill came down, saw them. The legend says that he recorded them on the spot, which is not true. He recorded them next door when they were finished their set, and then they added crowd noise. So everybody thinks it's a live album, and sadly it is not. And it is not the Soul Band. It's a bunch of guys from Germany. So there you go. You are a smarter, more frightened person. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Mike Conway. And Classic Rock Mine, we're here till 11, so we're going to keep doing stuff. All right, our next artist is, let's see, these guys played Reading, the Reading Festival in 1973, which is the first festival that they recorded. So dig it, and dig it deep.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. the color red explodes like heated blood. The battle is on. Mars, the master matchmaker, sulfurizes the sky, incinerated diamonds, scorch the earth. The cause is lost in smoke, for only the friction is holding. Sleep is burning, dreams are charcoal. And when the fire dies, Ares, time is near. Quick, find another fire. Find another fire!
All right, that was The Writing on the Wall. Those guys were from Scotland. We heard Aries, which was a cover off of that terrible astrology album that no one should own. That's off of their album, The Power of the Picks, which came out in 69. That is their only official release. They cut a second album that pretty much sucks. And it wasn't released until, I don't know, a couple of years ago. You'd swear it was a different band. It's not heavy. There's no Arthur Brown thing going on. It's just like, bleh. Anyway, before that, we were in Scotland for NSU, and we heard Turn On or Turn Me Down, which is off of Turn On or Turn Me Down. That came out in 69. Prior to that, we had Steve Hillage live with Hurdy Gurdy Man from 77. That is off of Live Herald, a two-record set that I did not know existed until I went to the record store in Edinburgh. And let's see, we started the set off with Strider. Yes, Strider. And their version of Roadrunner, that is off of the Reading 73 album, which was the first Reading, the first Reading Rock Festival that was recorded. And that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have 1 hour and 15 minutes to go. And we're going to go back to vinyl and yet another album I bought at Backbeat Records in Edinburgh. Dig it and dig it deep.
Territory. He has fun. psychic masturbation.
What makes you think, what are the qualities in your work that have made you and it so successful?
I don't know really. Do I make a lot of money? Well, I don't know what a lot of money is. I mean, compared to John Lennon, no, I make nothing, but compared to the guy down in the insurance company, I suppose I make a lot of money.
How do you think the success of yours so quickly has affected you as a person?
Not at all. Absolutely not at all, except that I come to work with a chauffeured car as opposed to coming to work in a bus.
Come on, into mine. time.